We're good? Okay. The Gemara in Daf Zayin Uvei says, that takes it, right? Have been. We might have learned that all the rights are mutter through a Bememotzinu from Eishes Ach. Ma'eshes Ach miyav ma'af ochus isha tisyabe. And then we would have had a Hav Mina. The Gemara says, no, that's not a good Hav Mina at all. Mi dami ha samchad yisura hacha trey yisura. Right? That's not really a good Hav Mina at all because you can't make a Bememotzinu from Eishes Ach, which is one Isra. And of course, Achos Isha or any of the other 15 arises are two Isra, because they're also the Eishes Ach and also the Achos Isha, so that won't work. But the Gemara says, no, it sounds like that's not even really what they meant so much. Mal de Tema, you might think, a reasonable Svara, hold the Ishri Ishtri, not because of Eva Matzina, because of a special Svara called hold the Ishtri Ishtri, which means that if there is if there's a heter that's already chal, it's not like Bememetzinu, you can learn anything from anything about anything. But this is a specific rule. If there's a heter that's already chal, that some halachic mitzvah or need is matir something, then it's matir the whole category. Obviously, I don't think we say hova ishtri ishtri, that if it's matir tuma, it's matir chol Shabbos. But within the category of arayas, it's matir arayas, matir arayas. How do we know the sort of hova ishtri ishtri? Here we get into a very, very fascinating Inyan, which is very good. I think it's very nice in Chazal that in Yivamos they don't only talk about Yibam or even Yivamos, they double Asas, they throw in all kinds of things so that we can learn about all different parts of Shas. The Menat Hamid Amrin and Hov Ishri Ishri. The Tanya, the Bryce says Mitzor Shachal Shvini Shlover Pesach. Right, Mitzorah, right, everyone knows that a Mitzorah. How does a mitzvah become tahar? So first he has to wait till the tzaras goes away. That's the hard part. And then he has to, the kohen comes and sees he's okay and does a certain ritual with the two birds, etc. And then he waits 7 days. He's still tummy for 7 days. And then he tovels on the seventh day and shaves. And on the eighth day brings his karbanos. Right, on the eighth day, he is what is called a Mechusha Kippurim. We'll come back in a second. So the Mitzor needs to bring his Karbanos on Erev Pesach, that's his eighth day. But unlike all other Mechusha Kippurim, even though the Mishnah in Sota says that the normal minhag of Mechusha Kippurim, L'chatchila, was that if you have to bring a Karban, you come to the Beis HaMikdash and stand by your Karban. But all the other Mechusrei Kapara, and there aren't that many, right? There's a parak of Shas called Arba Mechusrei Kapara, because there are four, there are different ways to count it. Then you can hold like Rashi or Tosa and Nazar Mem Hayim and Aleph. But there are four classic Mechusrei Kapara, which are the Zav and the Zava and the Yoledes and the Mitzora, right? They have to bring Karbanos to be Mitahir themselves. That's a Mechusrei Kapara, the word Mechusrei Kapara in Halacha, doesn't mean you need kapara. That's everyone who ate chela of the shogeg needs to bring a carbon for kapara. No, mechusrei kapara is specifically the people who have tuma and they need to bring the carbon to remove the tuma, which is only four people, Zav and Zava, and Yoledes and Saras, all of which are written black and white in the Chumash. So, but the difference is all the other people, the Zav and Zava and Yoledes, could theoretically, and the Mishnah says it's nice, put a couple coins in the pushka, and then the kohen would be makir from them. The Mitzorah, in order to pure it, the Mitzorah is a higher level of Tumah. So in order to retire the Mitzorah, it's not enough. You put some money in the Pushka and they bring some Karbanos. They actually have to take the Dam. Remember this, remember, part of the Chumash. They have to take the Dam of the Asham, and as well as some Shemen, and put it on his Bahonos, which are lots of Bahonos. It really means his right thumb, his right big toe, and his right earlobe, or not exactly clear, but some part of the right ear. So he actually has to go. Right? So the Mitzorah, Shvini is Erev Pesach, he has to go. But what's the problem for a Keri Bobayom? He becomes a Valkeri that day. He has bad luck. He becomes a Valkeri that day. And even though he tovels, he's still a Tvul Yom. Let's just remind ourselves. I know that, obviously, if we prepare Gemara, we learn the basic concepts. But just since these are a little more obscure than the usual Sittis concept, to remind ourselves of some of the basic concepts here, there are three kinds of people who are Tomei. If you open up the Mishnah, the second paragraph of Zvachim, learn all the people who are puzzled for Avodah, there are three kinds of Tomei listed here. Because there are three darkness of Tomei. I don't mean Rishon and Av and Avi Avos, etc. There's a Tomei Mamish. A Tomei Mamish is a guy who's Tomei and hasn't totaled. you know, didn't do the things and then tovo, right? Usually you just have the tovo. Sometimes you need, you know, hazas meipara or shivanikiyim or whatever you need. Then if a guy tovels, right, it says all over in the Torah, right? V'tameh ad ha'erev, v'taher. So there's someone called a tvul yom. A tvul yom means he toveled, but he hasn't had harif shemesh. He had uva shemesh v'taher, right? The Gemara in the beginning of Brachos, everyone learns it there. You're not totally tahor until you have harif shemesh, even though you are tahor. And then there's a lower madriga called, it doesn't always have to go in this order, but let's take someone who needs all the things. Let's take a zav bal sholosh re'ios, right? So first he's tamei legamre, then he counts shivan akiyim and he tovels, and now he's a tful yom. On the seventh day he tovels, now he's a tful yom. But when that night comes, he's not a tful yom anymore, but since he's one of the three people's chayav karban, he's still a mechusar. He's still a mechusar kippurim until he brings his karbanos. What's the difference between these three statuses? To generalize, right? We spoke a little about William the summer, those who were here from Ila. But to generalize, a tame is tame for everything. A tfulyom is tahor for chulin, but tame for truma and kachim. Right? He's in some ways like a shame with tuma, perhaps. Right? For chulin, he's perfectly okay. He can touch, he can do whatever he wants. But he's not allowed to eat shroom or kachim or go to the mikdash, and if he touches it, he apostles them. Mechusar kippurim is an even lower level. He is tahor for chulin and truma. A mechusar kippurim can have truma no problem, meaning let's say the guy has no access to the base of mikdash, he just waits for the nightfall, and he can eat truma and everything. The only thing he's missing is that he's still tamei le kachim. If he wants to eat kachim or go to the base of mikdash, then he still needs to bring, it's a mitzvah say, but he absolutely needs to bring his karbanos. Okay, that is the three dargas. So what's going on now? What is this guy right now? This guy is a mitzora b'shmini shalom, right? So what is this guy? This guy is a mechusar kippurim ditzaras, right? He's b'shmini. He totaled yesterday, and the night already came, right? So on the eighth day, he's just a mechusar kippurim of tzaras. And a mechusar kippurim. Okay, let's do some. A mechusar kippurim. This is pretty important. A mechusar kippurim is aser in. Okay, let's go to the machnos. Right. So in the Mishkan, there were three machnos. Right. Not so posh and shila novin givam. We're not going to get into that now. Not enough kamina b'zman hazeh. But there are three machnos in the Midbar called Machna Shechina, Machna Leviya, and Machna Yisrael, right? In the Midbar, Machna Shechina was the actual Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, or what they call the Chatzar or Moed. Machna Leviya was where the Leviyim camped, and Machna Yisrael was where the Yisraelim camped. In the Beis Olamin, which means the Beis HaMikdash, Machne Shechina means the Azara, meaning the Azara, not the Ezra's Nashim, the actual, like, only the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash, Ezra's Shral, Ezra's Kohanim, like where the Mizbeach was, and that whole yard, which was walled in around the Mikdash. The Machne Leviya means all of Har Habayis, and the Machne Yisrael is all of Yerushalayim, by which we mean not the modern-day boundaries of even the old city of Yerushalayim, but where the walls used to stand 2,000 years ago. Those are the three machnos. So, the who's mishalach from which machne? So it says in the Chumash that bishalach from the machne, what does it say in the Chumash? Kol tzara b'chol zav b'chol tamei la nafesh. So what does it mean? In Yerushalayim, only a mitzora zasher. That's called tzarua. Called tzarua as to leave all the machnos. In Harabayis, mitzora plus zav, which means kamotzora b'chol zav. Anyone who we call this tuma, yotze, really yotze migufo.
anyone who has bodily tumah, meaning a zav and a zava and a balkeri and a nida and a yoledes and a mitzora. And in machneshtina, all tameim are mishoch, all tameim of any darga. Now the question is, what about tvul yoms and mechoser kippurims, right? Where do these people stand? So, the Gemara assumes here that a mechoser kippurim is only usher b'machneshkina. Mechoser kippurim could go all walk all over Harabayis, only usher b'machneshkina. Just like nowadays, without getting into politics and or philosophy, there are people who go up to Harabayis, right? And those people are probably all, I can't promise you, but they, actually, I don't know if they're all Mechusrei Kippurim, because as long as they're men, right, women, we hope that by, you know, some point early on, they'll be, all be Mechusrei Kippurim, because they'll all be Yoldos, you know, even if they're not really Zolos. Men, it's a little harder, we probably don't have Mitzvahs nowadays, and Zav is not so common nowadays. So come we're not Mechusrei Kippurim. Let's say a woman wants to go into Harabayis. She was, you know, once she has a baby or even has irregular bleeding and is a Zava, she is a Mechuseris Kippurim, and that's no problem. Mechuseris Kippurim can go anywhere but the place where the Azara was. So Mechusrei Kippurim, that's fine. A Mechusrei Kippurim is Mutter B'machaneh Yisrael. So he's mutter in Harabayis, so that's fine. He can walk up to the gate of the Azara, which, Miri here notwithstanding, what do we call the main entryway to the Azara? Shar Nicanor, right? The main entryway to the Azara, right? Maybe you remember the story of Nicanor. So that's fine. The Mechuseh Kippurim is fine. But what's the problem? This guy's also a Tful Yom of Keri. He's also a Tful Yom of Baal Keri. And a Tvul Yom is Usser to walk. Apparently, a Tvul Yom is Usser, right? A Tvul Yom is Mutter. Well, I'm going to keep around. Apparently, Usser B'machane Levia. So what does the Brisa say? This guy, the Tvul Yom, is Usser B'machane Levia. So if it was any other day of the calendar, we would tell him, sorry, wait till tomorrow and you're not a Tvul Yom of Keri anymore, and then you'll bring your Karbanos. The Mitzvah doesn't have to bring in the 8 days. You'll say on the 9th day also. Just needs a Tova, not to dilly-dally. So, but in this case, what's the problem? He needs to bring Karban Pesach. And he can't eat the Karban Pesach when he's Mechuseh Kippurim because he's Tame for Kachim. So therefore, the problem is that he can't eat the Karban Pesach till he goes and gets the blood on his thumbs. So what does it say? Amru Chacham Af Bish Ain't Tful Yom Acher Nichnas Zen Nichnas. Even though another Tful Yom is not allowed to go here, this guy is allowed to go here. Why? Mutav Sheyavo Asay Sheish Bokaris V'Yid Asay Sheint Bokaris Pesach Carbon Pesach and Asay Sheish Bokaris. The only way to do Carbon Pesach is to go get the blood on his thumb, and a Tful Yom not going on Harabayis is an Asay Sheint Bokaris. So it says sheyesh bokaris beats and sheyesh ain bokaris. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Dvar Torah filo say leispeg. Rabbi Yochanan says it's really not even a say sheyesh bokaris beating a sheyesh ain bokaris. It's not a sheyesh bokaris beating a derabbanan. It's not even an say midoraisa. Why? Shenem Rabbi Yamud Yoshafa b'kala Yehuda lefei chatzar chadasha. My chatzar chadasha. The drash is that what's a chatzar hachadasha? Amar Rabbi. Shechid shubar amr v'yochan shechid shubar devarim v'amr tful yom lo yikanes emachne le'viyah. Okay, stop before we get to the tula. Chatzar v'adash means that rechadish egzera d'rabbanan v'mei Yehoshafat, that a tful yom can't enter machne le'viyah. But what do we mean by this, a tful yom can't enter machne le'viyah? It's that a chatzar echadasha. Is Harabayis a chatzar? What is the word for chatzar in the biblical word chatzar? What's the word in rabbinic Hebrew? Azara. An azara. A chatzar means an azara, right? What the Chumash calls Chatzer, Chazal call an Azara in their dialect. So Chatzer Chadash means they were only the Chadish is about an Azara. But what Azara? The Azara Mamish was always Azar for a Tvul Yom to go into. So what must it mean? They're Mechadish it about the Ezra's Nashim. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Rabbi Yochanan says
What does this mean? It means that Tful Yom is Aser only Midrabanan, and not all of Harabayis. Only in the Ezras Noshim. And how do we know that's the right Pshat of Rabbi Yochanan? Because this famous Mishnah is in Kalim, which lists the Eser Kedushos, and one of the Kedushos, right? We're not going to go through all the Eser Kedushos, but talks that, okay, one of the Kedushos is, Yerushalayim is Kadosh, because you can eat Kadosh Ma'ashkeni. Harabais is more Kadosh, because Zavim, Zavos, Nidos, and Yoldos can't go there, right? And it was two Miyos, we Google, can't go on Harabais. Hachel Mekudosh Vimenu, the Chel is more Kadosh. Shein Odechavim Tvei Meis Nefasim L'sham, that Goyim and Tvei Meis can't go in there. Ezra's Noshim, Kudosh is Mienu, Shein Tful Yom Nefasim L'sham. Ezra's Noshim is more of a Kudosh than the rest of Harabais. Midoraisa, there's no difference between Ezra's Nashim and the rest of Harabais. I mean, Midorabana, there it goes that Ezra's Nashim is a higher status than the rest of Harabais, and Tful Yom can't go in there. The ain't Chayav la Kares, but the Tful Yom's not Chayav Kares for going there, because it's only Zera de Rabbanan. So, just remember, right? What it looks like here is the Harabais, right? Here is the Ezra's Nashim. Here is what we call in general terms the Azara. The Azara is the Machna Shechina. The Ezra's Nashim is part of Harabayis, but Midrabanan, they were Machmir, that Tful Yom shouldn't go in. And just like a little border around this is something called the Chel, which is also a Midrabanan concept. And they said the Chel, Goyim, and Tmei Meis can't go in. Okay, but that's basically what he did. The Asay of Kari, he has to go into the Ezra's Nashim. Why? Because here's the gate that he has to stick his hands in to the Azara. There's Shar Nicanor, right? So to get to Ezra's Nashim, to get to Shar Nicanor, he has to go into the Ezra's Nashim. So really, he's only doing violating a Dindra Banan. Really, he's only violating a Dindra Banan because he's a Tvul Yom, who's really a Tvul Yom is much of a higher bias. He's only Aser Bit Ezra's Nashim. Bidra Banan. So yeah, Karm Pesach is Doche and Iser De Rabbanan. That's what the Gemara says. Now, Rashi and Tosa start to make it more complicated. Now, so far we haven't gotten to the whole Ishtri yet. I'll give you we'll go ahead a little, even though we're not going to deal with this now. What's the whole Ishtri here? There's no whole Ishtri. This is called Aseishi Fokaris is Doche Dindrabanan. The whole Ishtri is only according to Ulok. There's a machlokes amarim whether bia b'mikza shmei bia or not. Right? If you put part of your body into the Azara, is that considered tumas mikdash, or is that the aveira of going to mikdash tami or not? What if part of your body goes in? Is part of your body going into a house count as going into the house or not? So, what's the question? How can the mechusik? What's the only way for the mechusik to perform tzaras to be yotzi's karbanos? Is to stick his thumbs into the Azara and get blood on it, his ear and his toe into the Azara to get blood on it. A Mechusik Kippurim is sticking his body part into the Azara. So if you'll be a Mikdash Lavash, maybe, then that's fine. It's okay. You're allowed to stick body parts into the Azara. What if you'll be a Mikdash Shmei Bia? So if Bia B'Mikdash is Shmei Bia, then what do you have to say? It's Xer Zakasav that even though Bia B'Mikdash Shmei Bia, a Mechusik Kippurim of Mitzore is allowed to go into the Mikdash to get the blood and be Yotze his Karbanos. So that's the whole Ishtri. Forget about, according to Ula, if you hold Bia B'miktas Shmei Bia, then the Mechusik of Saras has a special heter of Bia B'miktas, which is normally usher this bia, the machna shchina. He can't go to the machna shchina. Having to make a special head to be with machna shchina, because the Torah says he has to put his thumb inside.
Where do we know it's just a thumb? Why can't we say once it's
that's the kasha of Tosas and Rassel Omar, right, which is on the next Makor sheet.
Okay,
there's a lot of lumbus in that, but not for today. Now the problem is, what about the fact that he's also Tful Yom of Keri? The fact that he's also Tful Yom of Keri, he is doing bia b'miktas b'machin eshchina, and he should be chayav karis for it, says Ula. According to Ula, bia b'miktas shmei bia means if I stick my pinky finger into the azara, I'm chayav karis. So how can Pesach does not matter a lot that's chayav karis? Everyone agrees that Pesach, well, let's assume, bringing carbon Pesach isn't matter, at least in this case, bringing carbon Pesach is not matter doing this for Karis, so how can he stick his thumb and his big toe and his right ear into the Azara?
It should be Dochre.
Hmm?
It should be Dochre.
The Haim of Beis, yeah, but it's not Be'idne. So, that's what Ula says from here, we learn the din of Ho'il, Ishtari, Ishtari. That's whole ishri. Really, he's doing a Tumas Mikdash Mamish. He's Mamish doing the Isser Kariz of Tumas Mikdash, according to Ulu, holds Bia Mikdash Shmei Bia. So why is it Mutter? The answer is because he's already doing an Isser Kariz of Bias Mikdash, because he's a Mechosik Vibor Mitzora. So therefore, what is Mutter for him to do Bias Mikdash? Because Mechosik Vibor Mitzora, he's also Mutter to do Bias Mikdash when he's a Tful Yom of Keri, because once the Heter of Bias Mikdash of Tumah, there's a Heter. And that was the happy we said, once the Heter of Arayis for Yibam, there's a Heter. Okay, now let's go back and look at some of the details here. Start with Tosfos Masechta Brura. Every Tosfos here is very, very is really is a whole world. Tosfos Brura carry bo ba yom the tavel. Here's for contrast the lahachi noka carry velo tamei sheret and bela. Why did it have to be carry that day? Why couldn't it be that he touched something like a sheret or a nevela and he was a full yom? The tamei sheret a field tamei beis and plus machalavia. So Rashi says, why did they use the example of Kerry and not Tmei Sheretz and Tmei Meis? Ah, because Tmei Sheretz and Tmei Meis are Mutter Machin Leviya. Only Val Kerry is Usser. Afilim Kedar Mepar Gelo Dvarim, Afilim Meis Atzmo Nechna, Shanem Arvi Kach Moshe Atzmo Siv Imo Imo Ben Kitzoso. Right, so that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, because a Tmei Meis Atzmo, because Tmei Meis and Tmei Sheretz and Tmei Nevela, basically Tomas Maga, is mutter, it's nothing came from your body, just Tomas Maga, that's mutter from Machna Levia. So that's why they had to use the example of Keri, which is Toma Yotze Solov Mi Gufo. But Tosa Zakasha, the Einir Lari, the Hada Arm Revi Chase Shishbo Karis, Hainer Seg Rabbanan, right? Rabbi Yochanan explains in the first Rabbi Yochanan. Utme Meis Einechnas Bechel Nami Mid Rabbanan. He doesn't like Rashi's Pshat. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, why didn't they use the example between Sheretz, Tmei Nevela, and Tmei Meis? Because those guys are Mutter B'machna Leviya. Right? That's Rashi. Rashi says, Tmei Meis is Mutter B'machna Leviya. What's Tosos's Kasha? Tosfos Kasha is, we're not dealing in a Doraisa level. That was what it sounded like till Rabbi Yochanan explained it to us. Rabbi Yochanan explained to us we're only dealing on the Rabbanan level. And Mid Rabbanan, a Tvein Meis, well, what is he talking about a Tvein Meis? He's talking about someone who's a Tvul Yom, right? Ain't Tvul Yom, Acher, Nichnas Hashem, etc. Right? Basically, we're talking about a Tvul Yom, the Tvein Meis. He says, Mutter Machin Leviya. And Tosfos' objection is that, what are you talking about? Tosfos' question is that midrabanan tvul yom d'tvei meis is aser be'ezras nashim. Right? We're dealing with midrabanan, we're dealing with be'ezras nashim. That's what he means. It's really aser. How do we know? Because a tvei meis can't go in the chel, and then it says a tvul yom can't go in the ezras nashim, so obviously it means a tvul yom of a tvei meis can't go in the ezras nashim. That's Tosfos' kasha. How could Rashi be matur all the tvul yoms of Tumas Maga, all the Tvul Yoms of external Tumah and the Ezra's Nashim? No, every Tvul Yom can't go into the Ezra's Nashim, even from an external Tumah. That's what he says. Uvichol Tvul Yom Ari Yivein Yival Keri Bein Yitvein Meis Sheretz Unaveila, every Tvul Yom can't go into the Ezra's Nashim, the Ka'ayri Jehu, that it's the Hasan Le'el, because all those things were mentioned earlier in Mishnayis and Kalim, so obviously those Tvul Yoms can't go in. So, that's Tosfos' Kasha on Rashi. But Omer Ri, the Naket Keri, Bal Keri Lervusa, the Avgad, the Shalchus, Beis Machnos, Itulo, Chomli Kones, Makam Karis, Lohem, Midu, Divrehem. So Tosfos says no. Tvul Yom, Midu. And therefore he says no. Tvul Yom, Keri's Lav Davka. It's just even a full yom of keri, you still are matter to the assay because of the assay of Pesach. Kavuchomer, the other full yoms, which are lesser than keri. But that's what Tos says. Rashi says mutter. Tos says aser. Rashi says mutter. Says look at the psukim. Vayikach Moses asos Yosef ima. Moshe brought a dead body into the Machna Levia. So obviously a tful yom is a touching things is allowed in the Machna Levia. So Tos says no. Remember, we're dealing on the Drabbanan level. We're dealing with the Ezra's Nashim, and a tful yom. All tful yoms are us in the Drabbanan and the Ezra's Nashim. So how do we defend Rashi? There are two ways to defend Rashi, I think. One of which is actually Rashi's own shita, although the other which could theoretically work fine. How do you defend Rashi? So how does the Ritva defend Rashi? How do you defend Rashi? Why does Rashi think it's mutter? So one shot is the Ritva that I put here in the Torah sheet. It's also, if you're interested in, you know, I don't know if you have to add a quote with your shonim, the Marashah in Pesachim, the Tzadi Beis of an Aleph, at the very last one, also said the same thing on his own. He didn't have a Ritva, right? In the days of the Marashah, they didn't have copies of most of the Pirushim Rishonim and Shas, or at least most people didn't. So they say the same thing. How do they defend Rashi? Well, Tosfos, you could see Tosfos making an assumption there that he knew had no basis. What assumption was Tosfos making that didn't really have a basis? Right, or say a little... Exactly. Tosu assumed that all Tful Yoms are us in the Ezra's Nashim. But who says? It just says Tful Yom is us in the Ezra's Nashim. So what do they say? Say no. Only a Tful Yom of Toma Yotzei Smigufo is Aser the Ezra's Nashim. What gzeira? This is a story. What gzeira did Chazal make about the Ezra's Nashim, the Chatzar Kadashim, Deiz Yoshafa? What gzeira did they make? Tosfos did they say all Tful Yoms can't go into the Ezra's Nashim? Who says? Maybe they only made the gzeira that Tful Yoms of Zav and Zava and Nida and Yolandes and Mitzora, internal bodily Toma can't go into the Ezra's Nashim. In which case, Rashi Toma makes a lot of sense. Even Midrabanan is Tful Yom of everything else is Mutter in the Ezra's Nashim. Okay, there's really no way to prove it one way or the other. It just says, Midrabanan, the Tful Yom can't go into the Machna Levia. Just says, Midrabanan, the Tful Yom can't go into the Machna Levia. Doesn't say what kind of Tful Yom. So Rashi and Tosfos argue. You could say there's a little wonders here. You know, I don't have a whole presentation about this. Maybe they're arguing about the nature of Midrabanan, this Ezra's Nashim. Tosfos basically said, they answer all Tomas and all Tful Yoms in the Ezra's Nashim. Sounds like maybe they were goes with the Ezra's Nashim as like an extension of the Azara. So they answer all kinds of Toma and all Tful Yoms. Rashi, maybe the Ezra's Nashim is just like a super concentrated Harabais. All the people who are Usher, Machna Levia, even their Tful Yoms are Usher in the Ezra's Nashim. So Rashi, or sorry, I don't know about Rashi, but the Ritva and the Marashah say, to defend Rashi, that no, the Ezra's Nashim is just a concentrated Harabais. All the people who are Usher and Harabayas, the Tful Yom of those people is Usher and Ezra's Nashim. But Tful Yom of other people is Mutter and Ezra's Nashim. And that explains Rashi. Well, Tos says, no, Tful Yom of everything is Usher and Ezra's Nashim. Basically, Ezra's Nashim is the exact same as Machna Shina, except the Mechus Yitzpur is allowed in. Therefore, they see it really as a slightly watered-down Machna Shina. Okay, all on the Rabbana level. That's one answer. But Lechora, that's not the way to defend Rashi himself. Rashi himself, Lechora, is Lashitase. What do I mean by that? What do I mean by that Rashi is Lashitase?
He's talking only about the Azara, not about the Ezra's Nashim.
No, he's talking about Machna Levia, right? He says, Mace is Mutter Machna Levia.
Rabbi Yochanan is
arguing. Exactly. Look at Tosos Dibur Maska. Well, let's start with this. Rashi himself, the answer was obvious. Tosfos' whole kasha was based on the assumption that we're talking about a Drabbanan level now. But Rashi would say no. Rashi would say we're now talking on the level of the Oraisa. That defends Rashi. Tosfos attacked him and said, have you imater everyone into the Machna Leviya, into the Ezra's Nush, you know, the Xerid Rabbanan? Rashi would say, we're dealing on the Daraisa level. Who's the first person who brings in the Rabbanan level? Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to love the Daraisa. Only Rabbi Yochanan holds that we're talking about a Rabbanan. That's Rashi over here, does not make that clear, right? But Rashi in Zvachin makes it very clear that this is the very, very fundamental question, which is sort of the next question we are going to get to. Agav, I guess I should point out, nowadays, let's say a guy wants to go into Harabayas, right? Guy wants to go into Harabayas, like these people who go on the Harabayas tours. Does he have to tovel the day before, or can he tovel that morning before he goes? I mean, does he have to tovel the day before so he won't be a tvol yom? Or can he tovel that morning and be a tvol yom? So what's the answer? What? He can tovel that morning as long as he doesn't go into
tovel.
What? No, but obviously as long as he doesn't walk on these are or the Ezra's Nashim, right? Meaning nowadays all the people who run Harabayas tours, they tovel that morning. They all tovel that morning, they all go up to tvol yom. Why? Because a tvul yom, even though there is okay on Harabayas, as long as he doesn't step in the Ezra's Nashim, right, where they made Xer. And we wouldn't step in the Ezra's Nashim anyway, because we can't get through the chel, because we're ultimately mace. So that's why nowadays, if you ever see the people go to Harabayas, don't be confused. Someone wants to ask me, how can all these people go to the Mikvah and go to Harabayas? They're tvul yom. And it says in the Gemara that chidshu b'dvar v'ram tvul yom lo yikanis mach l'viyah. The answer is no. They were only mechadish v'ram, the tvul yom can't go into the Ezra's Nashim. And the people who want the Harabayas only walk around and don't step into the Ezra's Nashim. And why don't they step into the Makom Ezra's Nashim? Because they can't get through the Chael anyway, because they're all Tmei Nes. So therefore, it doesn't hurt them to be Tulei Yom, because if they're not going into the Ezra's Nashim anyway, Tulei Yom is Mutter in Harabayas. The Xerid Harabanan is only in the Ezra's Nashim. Now, let's get back to our Braisa. However, this gets into the very fundamental machlokas between Rashi and Tosos. Because what's Machlokes Rashi and Tosos? Tosos assumes we're dealing with the Din Rabbanan the whole time. Why? Because look at Tosos and Maskel, Rabbi Yochanan, Dvartofil of Seinbo, Rabbi Yochanan lo also la fluge a Braisa. Rabbi Yochanan's not arguing on the Braisa. Rabbi Yochanan's explaining the Braisa. Right? Tosos would say that, you know, what's the, let's ask this question. What's the Isser of Tvul Yom? Right? That Pesach being Matur. Tvul Yom of Kerem. Right, what's the Isser of Tvul Yom here? The Isser of Tvul Yom here. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's only an Isser Durabbanan, and it's only in the Ezra's Nashim. The question is he interpreting the Braisa, or arguing on the Braisa? Because what did the Braisa say? The Braisa said, Yavo Asay Sheyesh Bokaris, V'yidcha Asay She'ein Bokaris. What did the Braisa make it sound like? It was an Isser. Doraisa. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Dvar Torah filo asei leisben nami. Doraisa, it's nothing. It's only the Chatzar Chadosha, the Chidshuva Dvar, it's only Xerid Rabbanan. The question is, what did the Braisa hold? So this is a very fundamental question. The Braisa. Tosfos says that, and many Rishonim says, the Braisa is exactly the same as Rabbi Yochanan. There's no machlokis. The Braisa used the Lashon Asei Lav Davka. Many times in the Chazal, they call something a Lav or an Asei when they mean it, when it's really an Issur Rabbanan. Right? And Rav Yochanan is explaining to us to make sure we understood the Braisa because it used a bit of a confusing language. But there's only one opinion here, which is Rav Yochanan. That's what Tosfos says. Rav Yochanan lost the Flugia Braisa, the Lav Tanahu. So Rav Yochanan's not a Tana. Who's a Tana? Upalik? Rav. So what might you think? Machlok is Rav and Rav Yochanan. Who do we follow? Rav Yochanan. So you might think, which is the sheet of, very minority sheet of the Mihiri here, there are, if Rav is Tanahu Paleg and Rav Yochanan beats Rav, quote unquote, then Rav Yochanan Kalachomer, Kolshkein is Tanahu Paleg. That's not the way it works. Tanahu Paleg has to do with whether you're on part of the earlier chevra or the later chevra. In yeshiva, you're hanging out with the earlier chevra, the older chevra, the younger chevra. Who we possibly like has to do with how much knowledge you've amassed in the end. Two different issues. So the Tosafot says, Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tana Upali. Everyone in the whole world but the Meiri holds Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tana Upali. K'demuchu berakam adeksubos, demeshani rav Tana Upali, v'lobayis v'nechachal Rabbi Yochanan. So, there's many rabbis in Shas. The Ksubas ones, they have a kasha and rav and kasha Rabbi Yochanan. For rav, they answer rav Tana Upali, and for Rabbi Yochanan, they have to come up with some other really, really difficult answer. So it seems a deal for most places in Shas that Yochanan is not Tana Upali. So Rabbi Yochanan has to be agreeing, not arguing. Right? Yochanan has to be agreeing, not arguing. But what does Rashi say in Zvachim? Rashi says that Rabbi Yochanan's arguing. Tosfos says Rabbi Yochanan is mefarish. But Rashi holds that Rabbi Yochanan is cholik, as we will explain in a second. Rashi holds Rabbi Yochanan is cholik. And according to Rashi, the Braisa meant what it said and said what it meant. Bryce's word is 100%. So, according to Rashi, what did the Bryce hold? The Bryce held that no, Isser Tful Yom bin Machne Leviyah, right? Even though another Tful Yom came from the Machne Leviyah, this one can, because Yobel says she is going to be a quotation in book first, says no, there's an Isser D'Oraisa. And if an Isser D'Oraisa, would it be only the Isser Snashim or the whole Machne Leviyah? Whole Machne Leviyah, because Chatzar Chadasha, Midoraisa, there's no Ezra's Nashim. There's no Ezra's Nashim in the Midbar, and the Chumash doesn't have an Ezra's Nashim. You know, Adam Stam and Shiva and Nob and Gilom, Stam didn't have an Ezra's Nashim. That's an Isidoraisa in the whole Har Habayis. Now, what about the fact that Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tana Upali? So Tosos already explains. Afgav the Ishlidchos, Rabbi Yochanan, Kvasdisim, the Kalim, the Tnan, Ezra's Nashim, Kadesh, Manish, Ain't Full Yom. Even though he knows Rashi could defend himself. Right? You could say, even if Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tana Upali, right? What's the classic answer? Anyone who's learned two Blatty Gemara knows. Yes, Gakasha and Amor from a Tana. You say he has another Tana that he's holding like. Rabbi Yochanan could be holding like the Brisa, the Mishnah and Kalim. The Mishnah and Kalim says Tful Yom was only Usher and Ezra's Nashim. That must be Midor Abanan. Because Midor Raisa, there's no difference between one part of Machmel Levi and the other part of Machmel Levi. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan could be arguing. The Brisa hold that it's Tful Yom was Usher in the whole Machmel Levi. And Rabbi Yochanan holds only Ezra Abanan in the Ezra's Nashim. And he's allowed to argue on the Brisa because he has a Mishnah and Kalim to back him up. Not only that, they also point out it seems to be the Mishnah and Tumid that also backs him up. The Mishnah and Tumid says, but Cohen sees Kerry while he's sleeping in the in the Beis Hamokeid, then he runs as fast as his little feet can carry him down to the mikveh that's in the basement there down the stairs. And then he goes and sits with his other fellow Kohanim on the side. But he still sits on a... He runs into the mikveh, and now he's a Tful Yom, right? He has to run to the mikveh, because now he's about carrying Har Bayis, that's Aser, so he runs to the mikveh as fast as he can. Now he's a Tful Yom. And then it says he sits with the Kohanim on the side. It doesn't say he leaves Har Bayis. So that's the Mukach, that the Mishnah Kalim, Tumid holds like the Mishnah Kalim, that a Tful Yom is Mutter and Harabai. So Rabbi Yochanan has who to follow. But Tosus doesn't like this. Why? Because Tosus says, Mikol Makom, a nearer the plea of Bryce Achamasis and the Kalim. No, it doesn't make sense. Clearly, Rabbi Yochanan agrees with the Mishnah and Kalim, and we can add the Mishnah and Tumid. Rabbi Yochanan plus the Mishnah and Kalim. Plus the Mishnah and Tumid. All hold that a Tful Yom is Mutter and Bach Levi is only Nisr Drabbanan in Ezra's Nashim. So why would Rashi want to be Mechadesh that the Brisa holds as Nisr Doraisa of Tful Yom and Bach Levi? Why? Rabbi Yochanan might be interpreting or might be arguing, says it's only Nisr Drabbanan in Ezra's Nashim. The Brian Mishnah and Kalim holds only Nisr Drabbanan in Ezra's Nashim. The Mishnah and Tumid obviously holds only Nisr Drabbanan in Ezra's Nashim because it lets him sit on the rest of Har Habayis. So why would you want to say that the Brisa all of a sudden has this other opinion, which is against the Mishnah Kalim, against the Mishnah Tumid, against Rabbi Yochanan? Isn't it easier just say Rabbi Yochanan's as far as the Brisa? That's what those says. El Rabbi Yochanan lefrushe Brisa asa da se de katani lav davka. Okay, yeah.
You know, Tos doesn't want this to be machlokes here. Doesn't he agree there is machlokes in Tuyam?
No! We'll get that in a second. But you're one step ahead of me. I knew you were going to be. So, what's the answer? Why does Rashi like to think there's a machlokes? Even if. Tosfos has all these reasons why he thinks Rabbi Yochanan is the first Brisa. Why does Rashi think it's a machlokes? Again, I can't prove to you from this answering the kasha of the first Tosfos on our page, because how do I know Rashi holds that answer, not the other answer? Yeah, but for sure Rashi is Vachem, which we saw. Why does Rashi think it's more mistaber to say they're arguing? Not just because he thinks every time it says asay, it has to be davka. What's the real reason Rashi thinks, in my obviously subjective opinion, what's the real reason Rashi thinks it's more mistaber to say they're arguing? Because we know there's a machlokes about Tul Yom Tzav Kizav Dami or not. All over Shas, in 6 or 7 places in Shas, the Gemara declares whether Tul Yom Tzav Kizav Dami or not. What do they mean by that? Everyone agrees a Tul Yom of Zav. What do they mean? We have to make sure we know what they mean. Everyone agrees a Tul Yom of Zav is not mamish like a Zav, right? A Zav is an Av HaTov and he's Betamei Kulin. A Tul Yom of Zav is not an avatomi. He's only post of truma and aser and kachin. But anything in the regular life, everything he touches is fine. So obviously, no one thinks Tvul Yom Zav is mamish like himself. And no one thinks that Tvul Yom Zav is not anything. He's still a Tvul Yom Zav. He's still a truma level Tvul Yom. What's the machlokas that Tvul Yom Zav kizav dummy or not? The machlokas is, what does that machlokas mean? Tvul Yom Zav kizav dummy or not? What are they arguing about? Obviously, not mamish like himself. Obviously, he has come, and obviously, it's not on the same level as a Zav. That's Sukkim in the Chodesh. What are they arguing about? What? Okay, but I mean, conceptually, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about whether a Tful Yom of a Zav is called Toma Zav or generic Toma. A Tful Yom, does a Tful Yom still have a lower level Toma Zav? He's a lower level Zav? Or no, he's not a Zav anymore. He just has Tumas Tvul Yom, which is a general kind of Tuma. After all, you know, Tvul Yom Vazav, what's the difference between Tvul Yom Vazav or Tvul Yom because I touched a dead mouse this morning? You know, it's a Tvul Yom is a Tvul Yom. So that's my focus. Is Tvul Yom Vazav Kizav Dami or not Kizav Dami? Whenever the halakha differentiates between Tumas Zav is more common than other Tumas, like for example, right, Kurban Pesach. If Rov the Kahal is Tmei Mace, then you're allowed to eat, forget about some strange Rambams. If Rov Bakol is Tmei Mace, then you bring the Pesach Batumah. But it says Meforesh, the Mishnah, the Gemara Dash from Sukkim, that's Tumah is Nidcha, but not Tumah Zav. So a Zav still can't eat a Pesach above a Tumah. What about a Tvul Yom Zav? So if a Tvul Yom Zav Dami, he's just a lower level Zav, but he can't eat the Pesach. But if a Tvul Yom Zav Lav Zav Dami, now he has general Tumah. General Tumah is Nidcha if Rov Bakol for Pesach. Or the same issue that Tosfos Rashi points out. For what about Kurban Seva, right? What if the only coin available to bring the Kurban Tumid is Tumid? So Tumah, Dechuyu, but Seva. So, what if he's a Zav? No, only Tumas Mace, not Tumas Seva. What if he's a Tvul Yom Zav? Well, if Tvul Yom Zav Kazav Dami, he has Tumas Zav, that's not Nidcha. But if it's not Kazav Dami, he has generic Tumah. Generic Tumah is Nidcha. So that's a machluk is all over Shas. Tvul Yom Zav Kazav Dami, or Tvul Yom Zav not Kazav Dami. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says something very mistaber. Rashi says something very mistaber. Rashi says, why do I think it's mistaber that Rabbi Yochanan's arguing on the Braisa, and which really means the Mishnah in Tumah and the Mishnah in Kalim was arguing on the Braisa? Because this is a known machlokas. We know there are two ways of thinking about this issue. Rashi says that the Rabbi Yochanan holds Tvul Yom Dizav Lav Kizav Dami. Rabbi Yochanan holds Tvul Yom Dizav is not like Zav. It's generic Tumah, but it's not Tumah Zav. So if it's generic Tumah, you can't go to Machne Shechina with any Tumah. But it's not Tumah Zav, it's just general Tumah. He has residual general Tumah. If it's not Tumah Zav, then he's allowed on her bias, and it must be only Xerad Rabban in the Ezra Snashim. But the Braisa holds Tvul Yom Dizav Kizav Dami. The Braisa, it makes sense to take the Braisa as an Issa Daraisa, as an Asashim Mokaris Mamish. Because the Braisa just hold like the Ma'adam and Tvul Yom Dizav Kizav Dami. And if Tvul Yom Dizav Kizav Dami means that Tvul Yom is a lower level Zav, but he's still a Zav. And the Zav is Mashalach Machna Leviyam, and that's Torah Bishachman and Machna, Kultur Rebachal Zav, Bechal Tomei La Nafesh. That's what Rashi says in Zvachim Daf, Lamed Beis. Amed Beis, Rashi says, In the Braisa, Balkeri Eino Nichnas Laharabayas. Rashi says, the Braisa, Dikasavrts will yom dezav kezav dummy. And then in Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Afilo Isain Boba Harabayas, Ligavit will yom, Dikasavrts will yom dezav lav kezav dummy. Says that's the machlokas between the Braisa and Yochanan, will yom dezav kezav dummy or lav kezav dummy. Okay, that's Rashi. Now, of course, Rashi starts to make more sense. Right, again, here's the fundamental, very interesting question. Is Rabbi Yochanan arguing or interpreting the Braisa? First, Tosas made a lot of sense. Of course he's interpreting the Braisa. Come on, he's not a Tanan Polig, and once you're going to start giving lots of Mishnayos, then why are the Braisa arguing those Mishnayos? Those are such basic things. Like, why make a Machlokas when you don't have to? Rashi said, I'm not making machlokas when I don't have to. We know there's a machlokas that's will yom tzav kezav dummy, lav kezav dummy. As a matter of fact, it's machlokas has to be machlokas, because shouldn't there be two opinions about kezav dummy or lav kezav dummy? All over Shas, there are mesupek, and there are different opinions about it. So shouldn't there both opinions be expressed? So it makes sense it is machlokas. So then what does Tosos think? So Tosos knows all of this. As a matter of fact, Tosos and Zvachin explicitly ties into Rassel of Hurrah and Rassel of Yochanan and said, I know Rashi's going to say this is because of the that Rabbi Yochanan argues on the Braisa, and that explains everything because one holds Kazav Dami, one holds Lav Kazav Dami. But what does Tosas say? Continuing where we left off, the Lav Mishum to Sir Yochanan full Yom Tzav Lav Kazav Dami. And no, this has nothing to do with holding full Yom Tzav Lav Kazav Dami. Rashi is barking up the wrong tree. The Machlokas is not whether it's full Yom Tzav Dami or a Tzav Kazav Dami or Lav Kazav Dami. Why? The Harava, because Tosas has a kasha. The Harava is like Rabbi Yochanan Sofa Isha. Rava in Pesachim holds like Rabbi Yochanan, which would mean, according to Rashi, Lav Kazav Dami. Rava is like Razor Krisa, the Machosi Kurum Zav Kazav Dami. But Rava himself in Krisa's holds Machosi Kurum Zav is Kazav Dami. Now, which is more Chomer, Tful Yom or Machosi Kurum? What have we said? Which is more Tami? Tvil Yom, right? So therefore, if he holds Mechosik Burn Kazav Dami, he must hold Tvil Yom Kazav Dami, and he still holds like Rabbi Yochanan, which is a disproof to Rashi. Ella Davkiling Yepesel Baba Tumad Lo Yochum and Kazav and Kazav is going to use the old those Kamer to Kazav Dami. Lahachi Maisli Bechrisa Lelini Bias Mikdash Lav Kazav Dami. Okay, and maybe we'll save the rest of that for after we bite off this chunk. Let's see where Tosas is coming from. There's two opinions. Right? The question is, what if you hold, right, if you hold full yom kezav, lav kezav dummy, if he's not kezav dummy, then it's pretty misaber that he's mutter b'machne levia min ha-Torah. He's mutter b'machne levia min ha-Torah. And that is just Rabbi Yochanan. And the Mishnah in Kalim. It's only Xer Darbanan, the Ezra Snashim. But what if you hold that full yom d'zav? Kazav dummy. Right, what if you hold full yom d'zav kazav dummy? So then, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, therefore, he's aser min ha-Torah b'machne levia. Aser min ha-Torah b'machne levia. And that's the Braisa that argues on Rabbi Yochanan. That means Rabbi Yochanan argues on the Braisa. And that's where he gets the other Braisa arguing Rabbi Yochanan. But what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, no. Everyone agrees. Still mutter min ha-Torah b'machane levia l'kulei alma. Tos says, no, don't bring in full yom kezav kezav dummy and lav kezav dummy. Where the old kezav dummy lav, even if kezav dummy, he's still mutter machane levia. That's a big chiddush. Simple pshat is like Rashi. Tful yom kezav kezav dummy. If tful yom kezav is like a zav, and a zav is asur machane levia min ha-Torah, tful yom kezav is asur machane levia min ha-Torah. But Tos says, no. Everyone agrees that Tful Yom Dezav is Mutter Machna Levia. So what are they arguing about? Basically says, only Kizav Dami for Pesach Abba B'Tumah.
not for Machna Leviya. That's Tosa's big chiddush. Even my learned full yom dezav kizav dummy doesn't mean kizav dummy for everything, right? The old kechakira, right? Ke means exactly equivalent, or ke means similar. So Rashi says no. Full yom dezav kizav dummy means as equivalent as you can get. Whatever halachas apply to zav, apply to full yom dezav. Tosa says no. Full yom dezav kizav dummy for some purposes kizav dummy. For the Pesach, if the Pesach about Tumah, meaning most people are Tumah, and they bring the Pesach to Tumah, like it says in all of Shnai's Pesachim, then a Tzvul Yom Zav is like a Zav and can't bring a Korban Pesach. But, Legabe, Shiluach Machnos, Legabe Machnos, no one thinks he's Kazav dummy. That's Tosos's Chiddush. And he proves it with this Thira, which we'll review in a second. I just want to point out, the Rav here in the Rishimas, and the Rav here in the Rishimos said, what's the Svara? What's the Svara? Rashi makes sense. Tvulyom Tzav Kizav Dami, then it's Kizav Dami, and it's Asher Machna Leviya. What's the Svara of Tosos? That even my number Kizav Dami only means Kizav Dami Legabe eating a Korban Pesach above a Tumah. But Le'in Yishevach Machnos admits he's not Kizav Dami. What? Why should he be like a Zav for Korban Pesach? Again, the Korban Pesach may make some are eating the Zav and aren't. Ah, you Tvul Yom Zav, you're like a Zav, go don't have a Korban Pesach. But then you go walking on Tzahar Bayis, the Tzvei Mesim are walking on the Zav Marit, we say, oh, Tvul Yom Zav, come on in, you're not like a Zav. What's the difference? What's the Svara?
What's the Svara of Tosos?
What's the Svara of Tosos? Not so clear, right? Not so clear the Svara of Tosos. So the Rav has two theories what the Svara of Tosos is, both of which are interesting. Two theories what the Svara of Tosos is. The one theory is that a Tvul Yom, remember, what did we say a Tvul Yom was? Usher, it was Tamei for him, what was he Tahar for? He was Tamei for which two things? Truma and Kachin. But he was Tahar for Chulin. So what does the Rav say? The Rav's first Svara is that Pesach is Kachin, but this is a big chiddush. Machna Leviya is chulin. That's why a Tvul Yom is only Tvul Yom for kachim. So anything that has to do with kachim is a Tvul Yom for. But you thought Machna Leviya was kachim. That's what I would have thought. Harabayas is like the entryway to the Azara. I would have called that kachim. Tosa says, no, Machna Leviya is chulin. That's a totally different din than the Mikdash. It's not a Mikdash so dead. Totally, Mikdash is Mikdash. And Machna Leviya, that's chulin. This is different than Shiluach Machnos, having Machnos of Chulin that have a certain level of Tara, right? Just like, again, at least in Pshuta Shel Mikra, not so clear Lahalacha. Pshuta Shel Mikra, where else is a Valkyrie not allowed in? Pshuta Shel Mikra, where does it say a Valkyrie can't be? And what kind of Machne? Anyone ever read Chumash? Pashat Pshat? Pshuta Shel Mikra, what kind of Machne? Not in the Pasi I quoted here, Bishachon and Afne, Kultur, Rav Chazav, Kultur, Mila, Nefesh. Where else does it talk about? The ish ki lo yiya tahar mikra yilayla. The yotzom mechutz machna yovol tocha machna. Shuba shal mikra, what kind of machna is it talking about? No, specifically what kind of machna? Alright, machna l'chama, machna tzal. Right? Machna tzva'i. Right? Shuba shal mikra, Valkyrie is also a shalach for the army base. Right? Because the army has to have a special level if they want to see out the Shemaya. Okay, not so clear whether to actually take that literally l'halacha or not. But clearly it could be that, yeah, you're talking about Machnos. Machnos are not necessarily Kedusha. Machnos are Chulin also. Machnos just have to do with different levels of Chulin. And sometimes in Chulin you need a lot of Ziyat and Dishmaya, so you have a special level of Tara. That's the Rav's first answer. A big Chiddush that Machna Leviya is Chulin. And then, of course, no one would hold Tvul Yom Zav Kizav Dami for Harabayis. No, for Machna Leviya, that's Chulin. Of course it's Tvul Yom is not Tummy for Chulin.
You could bring it around. How would you think you could be kachim? How could a Yisrael go into the Harabayis and have hanoch from the shade and everything that's kachim?
That's not so pasha. That might be because Efshar or Loka Machavin or some of the things we discussed last year.
He goes in, not be. He's standing there. He's not doing anything.
Right. So that is a ha'ora, but in it,
That's a ha'ara, but I'm not sure that's exactly what we're talking about, because you're talking about the walls. I'm talking about the location. You're talking about the physical walls. I'm not talking about the physical walls. I'm talking about the geographical location, which is not really a thing. It's a place. So you can't not necessarily totally ha'ba. Meaning there's still machnos, even if there would be no physical item, there would still be machnos, because location is a location forever. Okay, that's the first theory of the Rav. The second theory of the Rav is... He makes more of a chiddush, but he says that it could be that tfulyom dezov kezov dummy. What does that mean? Here it's a big fish. When it comes to Pesach, tumas zov is usher in a carbon Pesach. When it comes to machne levia, only... He doesn't call this, but a chetzah shel zav. A zav is aser. Now, this is an assumption he makes. He brings rise to the Rambam for this assumption. The problem is the Rambam has other unique shitas which make it more complicated, which we won't get into now. Okay, if you want to be eyeing, you'll see the Rambam's interesting shitas about Pesach Baba Toma. But what the Rav wanted to say is that no, there's a fundamental difference between Pesach Baba Toma and Makal Leviya. Pesach Baba Toma, Tomas Maga is mutter. Tumas Zav is Usr. There's an Isser of Tumas Zav. And if he holds Tfulyom Zav Kizav Dami, he has Tumas Zav. But in Shluch Machlos, it doesn't say you have to kick out Tumas Zav. It says you have to kick out Kol Tzorua V'Kol Zav. V'Kol Tumay L'Nafesh. In the Machlos Shechini, you have to kick out anyone who has Tumah of any kind. But in Machlos Via, just the Zav. And it doesn't say Tumas Zav, it says the Zav. It's a Lundish Kilo. And that's what you want to say, that Tfulyom has Tomas Zav, but he's not an actual Zav. So Yom Zav is not a Zav, but he has Tuma, the type of Tuma he has is Tomas Zav, and then that's not so crazy. Hey, he's not a Zav, he just has Tomas Zav. That's what it means, Kazav dummy. Not a Zav, Kazav dummy is Tomas Zav. The assumption the Rav made is that for Pesach Ababa Tuma, Tomas Zav is Aser. But for Shuloch Machnos, only a Zav himself is Mesholach. In the Rambam, I mean, you could bring a number of rayas to this, but a classic example, what about Boalinidos? So unfortunately, the Gemara, the Boalinidos are only also Midrabanan, the Chelanan. Boalinidos are Mutter on Harabais. Now, a Boalinida has Tomas Nida, right? What did the Pasuk say? Usahi Tumasa Alav, right? Batami Shimas Yomim. He has Tomas Nida, he needs to wait 7 days. Right? So a Boal Nida L'chor has Tomas Nida, but he's not a Nida. I mean, he's not a Nida. He's a man. So a Boal Nida is not Mesholach Mehar Abayis. He's not only Drabbanan from the Chel. He's not Mesholach Mehar Abayis. Why? Because even though he has Tomas Nida, who's he Tomas Allah for 7 days, not even full yom. He's a Tomas Nida Mamish, but he's not a Hefter Shal Nida. Likewise, says, even though B'chus Gorin Zav Kazav Dami, you might have Tomas Zav, but you're not a Hefter Shal Zav yourself. And therefore, you're not Mesholach from our bias. Okay, so that's the Rav's two as Beirim in Tosus' Chiddush. Tosus' Chiddush that no matter what you hold about Tvul Yom Bezav, even if it's Gezav Dami, you're still allowed in Har Bias. Why? If he has Tumas Zav, why is he allowed in Har Bias? Either into one, because Har Bias is Chulin, not Kunchim. Har Bias is not the watered down Kunchim. Har Bias is the height of Chulin. All right, is the most Torah Chulin. So if Har Bias is Chulin, then Tvul Yom is never anything Ligabi Chulin. Or answer two, even though Tvul Yom Zav has Tumas Zav, he's not an actual Zav, and only an actual Zav is Mesholach from Har Bias. V'haraya, a Boal Nida is not Mesholach from Har Bias.
What
is Tvul Yom for Meiser is Tahar, because Meiser is Chulin.
So maybe it's like a parallel, like Machane Israel is Chulin and Har Bias is Meiser. So what's Har Bias?
Right. The only thing is, you might have thought it Har Bias is parallel to Truma, or even to Kutchin. Right, but that's what the Rebbe said. Yeah, Har Bias, there's things in Meiser. There are things that require Hayim Tomas that are Chulin. Exactly. Meiser is a good example. Meiser, it has serious, Meiser Sheni, we mean, of course, has serious requirements of Tara, right? It says in the Chumash, right? Lo bi'arti menu betame, right? A lav. I know that's a statement, but we take it as a lav. It's a lav to have to eat my shame tumma. But it's still chulin. It's full yom can eat my shame all day long. Okay, that is the sheet of Tosos. So here we have we started with a, just explaining Pshat in the Gemara and what people do when they go to Harabais nowadays. And then we went to Tosos Machlokes and Rashi. Is a Tvul Yom of a Tmei Meis Mutter or Aser Machna Leviya? Tosos said Aser Midrabanan. So Rashi either holds like the Rishon Rashad. No, no, no. All Tvul Yoms are Mutter Midrabanan and Ezra's Nashim. They only made a special Gzeira on Tumi Yos Migufo or the real Pshat, Rashi Lashitase and Zvachim. Right? Makes sense, Rashi Lashitase. That Tosos thinks the Brisa is Midrabanan because Tosos thinks Rabbi Yochanan is interpreting the Brisa. But Rashi thinks the Brisa is the Raisa because Rabbi Yochanan is arguing on the Brisa. And then we got into Sotakas, Rabbi Yochanan arguing on the Brisa, Rashi, or who says there are two opinions, or Tosos, no, interpreting the Brisa, there's only one opinion. On the one hand, Tosos looked like he had the upper hand, but then Rashi said, no, there's some machlokas about Tol Yom Tzav Kizav Dami or not, it's Mistava, there should be two opinions. And Tosos had to say that, no, there are two opinions about Tol Yom Tzav Kizav Dami for the Gavi Karban Pesach and maybe some other things. But there are not two opinions about Tvul Yom Tzav Kizav Dam Gabi Harabayis. Everyone agrees he's allowed to go up to Harabayis. And then the Rav had two explanations why.
How come we don't know the whole history of Tvul Lamed? Why do we need to come to Esi the Kari's Big Dope and Esi? Why don't we say
that? Because in Harabayis, he's a Mechusar Kippur in Tzaras. He's mutter at all of Harabayis. There's no whole of history. There's no whole of history to go into the Harabayis and Ezra's Nashim because he was never usher in the first place. Everyone who gives him Chosu Purim is mutter in the Ezra's Nashim. There's only whole of history going to Machane Shechina, which only applies to the old Bia Mitzvah, Shmei Bia, like Ula.
Rashi and Zvachim notwithstanding, is it possible to say that Rashi here is kind of giving the same answer as the Ri, meaning that he agrees that they're all Durabana, and he's just pointing out the reason why we didn't say.
Why the Gemara didn't mention Mace is because Zav has this added Chumrah. This is the reason why, because I know he doesn't say it explicitly.
No, because he says, Shari Nikador Lomis
Kadish, Yachol Tmei Mace Likonis. Yeah, I mean, maybe, but it's not so poshut. And why shouldn't Rashi be Lushitasa? Once you have a Rashi Lushitasa, like, you know, why not? Now, then, here, we just have to deal with one last very, very interesting idiom. Let's make ourselves some space. Let's color him with this for a while. Why did Tosos come with this big chiddush? That even Manda Amar, Tful Yom Dezav, Kezav Dami, admits he's Mutter and Harabayis? So he had a stira in Rava. Before we get to the second stira, what was a stira in Rava? On the one hand, Rava said, like Rabbi Yochanan, right? Rava said, like Rabbi Yochanan, that a Tful Yom Dibalkeri is mutter min haTorah b'machne Leviya. Right? That was Rabbi Yochanan. And that Torah is Mutter Machlevi. It's only a Chatzar Chadasha. On the other hand, that's what Rabbi said in Pesachim. On the other hand, Rabbi said in Krisos that Mechusar Kippurim Dizav Kizav Dami. That's a Stira. Mechusar Kippurim Dizav Kizav Dami and then Kavachomer Tvul Yom Dizav Kizav Dami. And rather Kolshigan Tvul Yom Dizav Kizav Dami. And then why is he Mutter Machlevi? So the way Tosfos answered the Stira is that Kizav Dami Le'inyan Pesach Haba Bituma, which was the context in Krisos, that's what the Gemara Krisos was talking about, but no one says that he's Kizav Dami Le'aser Ben Machna Leviya. That was where the Tosos proved this Kiddush. What's this Kiddush? Everyone holds Mutter Machna Leviya, no one answers their Machna Leviya. Mehechi Pesach does again. That's the Steer and Rava. And he has to answer the Steer and Rava. Now I just have a question for you. Maybe you learned some of the Makoros, so we'll take away the fun. But is that the only way to answer the Steer and Rava? Is that the only way to answer the Steer and Rava? I mean, Lachor Rashi wouldn't answer the Steer and Rava that way because Rashi holds it. No. That there's no definitely Pesach of Tom Machalavia, either Skizav Dami or not. How else might you have answered the Stira and Rava? How else might you answer this, Steven Rava? There are two, like, sort of assumptions, jumping to conclusions Tosfos is making that you could question. How else could you answer this, Steven Rava?
That Tvoyom Dezav Kizav Dai may only be for Zav, not so carry.
Aha! Tvoyom Dezav Kizav Dami, Mechosikvorm Dezav Kizav Dami, Dezav, etc., etc. But over here, we're not talking about a Zav. Over here, we're talking about a Balkari. Who says a Zav is the same as a Balkari? Now, Balkari is a very, very funny bird. Why is Balkari a funny bird?
Because, not because it's a kind of Ezra.
Even Midoraisa, Balkari is a very funny bird. Because on the one hand, the Gemara Darshans, Vishalchum and Amachne, Kol Tzarua, Vichol Zav, Vichol Tomek and Afesh, Kol Zav means not only a Zav, but even a Balkari. A Balkari is like a Zav, because it's Tumah Yotzel of Migufo. But what level of Tumah is a Balkari? He's only a Rishon. Balkari is only a Rishon L'Tumah. Not only that, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Huna says in Yid Afkhov Be'ez, that a Balkari is only Tumah because he touched the Keri. Right? Meaning a Balkari is not so obvious like a Zav. A Zava is obviously like a Zav. A Yoledes is obviously like a Zav. A Nida is obviously like a Zav. Right? Hey, Zav, Zav, Yoledes, and Nida are so obviously similar to each other. They're all Avatumas, and they're, you know, Matami Behed, Mishkav, Umoshav, and etc., etc., etc. Right? And they all have Tumah Shiva, Vechuli, at least. Right? But a Balkari, he's only a Rishon L'Tumah. Maybe his main problem is just that he touched the Keri, not there's something fundamentally wrong with himself, right? His Zav is something wrong with him. His Zav is something wrong with him. Anita, something, Yoledis, don't have something wrong in the sense of medically medically wrong. Narban says not in the level of morally or spiritually wrong. But still, they have something different about them. They're a different kind of person. A Balkari is not so obvious that it's like a Zav. That's why you need the drasha. V'chol Zav l'rabos that a Balkari is a Zav. And then the question becomes, what does that mean? Does that mean a Balkari is exactly the same dinam as a Zav? Or no, a Balkari is not a Zav. There's an exeris akasov that a Balkari has a chumra of a Zav. But the exeris akasov was only for a Balkari himself. The exeris akasov wasn't on the tful yom with a Balkari. So it's not so clear. Tosus says it's a double pasha. No, a Balkari is like a Zav. I know what? Balkari, Zav, same exact thing. No distinctions. But it's not so pasha. As a matter of fact, we find in the Meiri in Nazir, and you have the same thing quoted also. It's actually quoted much better than the Meiri in Nazir. In the Sheet of Ubetzes in Nazir, in one paragraph, it's not so clear who he's quoting in that paragraph. It wasn't clear to me who he's quoting in that paragraph, because it doesn't have a name, and then it has another paragraph that says Tosfos Rush, but I don't know. No, if that's Tosfos Rush, or if someone confused him. And anyway, the Meiri says this in Nazir, and then someone in the Sheet of Mess also says this. But he says, he's talking about the case of the Chavrei Rav Nosson. I know I didn't ask you to look at that Gemara Nazir. Some people did, Mestama, because it's a very, very difficult one. And especially the problem with Nazir is everyone opens up a Gemara, and what do they first read the Gemara, and then they read? Rashi. Right, which normally is an excellent idea. I mean, Rashi's Rashi for a reason, right? He didn't pay, like, someone to become Rashi. He was just the best Mefarish ever. But a Nazir, it's Mekubal. As a matter of fact, the Rashi in Nazir is so awful that it's Mekubal in the Yeshiva Shevel that they don't even call it Rashi Nazir. They call it the Mefarish Nazir. It's like, you know, you don't want to start insulting Rashi by accusing him of writing what they publish on the side of Sefer Nazir. And it's generally, you know, I'm not going to get into the math part of this, but, you know, it's generally accepted that the Rashi in Nazir is not written by Rashi. And that's why it's so, I mean, it's probably still written by someone who was a Rishon. But it's, you know, Mestama was written by someone who knew a lot of Torah, but not necessarily someone who had the koach to explain things clearly and, you know, and get his point across. So that's why it's very difficult. You start to, in this thing particularly, you start trying to read it with Rashi. If you skip Rashi, you're not so bad. Start trying to read it with Rashi, and then you're just dead right there. You just give up, and you don't even realize that if you read, like, the Rush, it would make perfect sense. But the Meiri says here, Leinim bi'irker dvarim kosher pershu b'tosfos, he's taking the derech of Tosfos and the Rush there, d'chavri d'rav nasan, o yu omrim sh'af pul yom shal shtei re'iyos d'zav, kizav who shall lekanis machlo via. The chaver Rinosan said a tvul yom of a zav, right? A tvul yom of a zav is like a zav, can't come in the machlo via. The av bishem mikra bal shalosh riyosum kamach bal shalosh lo yitzchul lomer kein debrayse behedya elo yalf mishalosh rilush shdayin liyosu kizav shall lekanis machlo via. Even though the pasuk they darshu was that a zav who saw three times. But they explained that that was so obvious, they were medayik, that even Zav saw twice, either way, whether he sees twice or three times. Anyone remember the name of Zav? Zav sees twice or three times, either way, he needs Shiva Nakiyam. What's the only difference? Right? Zav sees twice, doesn't need a carbon. Zav sees three times, does need a carbon. And he's not allowed to go into the Machlan Leviyah. They hold full yom to Zav, kazav dummy. Like Rashi. Afa pi! Shit, full yom shall carry mutterbo! Till yom shall Zav is kazav dummy, and Usher Machlan Leviyah. But Tvul Yom carry is Matur Machna Leviya, says the Meirian, someone in the Shidim Gevet says. Kamoshi's Bar Mesechus Tamid, like Mesechus Tamid. Remember it said he toveled and then he went and sat in the Harabayas with his friends. Mishal Abayi, etc. So the second answer to this Stira, again, the Meiri is not trying to answer a Stira in Rava. I don't know any place where the Meiri says, oh, what do I do with the Rav and Sachem Tadi Beis and the Rav and Krisa Staf Yud? But the Meiri is answering the question, Agavorcha, right, the Meiri. Says, no problem. Exactly what, who is this? Gutenberg thought of. Says, Tful yom dizav kizav dummy. But, Tful yom dibalkeri lav kibalkeri. Just as Tful yom dizav is kizav doesn't mean Tful yom balkeri is balkeri. All the other sugars and shots except for ours, every sugya and shots except for ours, I mean, ours comes up a few places in shots, is all about a Tful yom dizav. Our sugya all of a sudden is going carry. Tful yom de carry. So it could be that. It could be that. Tful yom that rubber holds. Tful yom de zav. It's a zav dummy. But tful yom de carry is not kabal carry. Why? Because about carry is really not a zav. About carry is only a rishon l'tumah. About carry, and it's a big machlok, rishon l'tumah, a big mess, but might only be usher because he has no geya de carry. That's at least one shita in shas. A Valkyrie is really nothing like a Zav. A Rishon L'Tumah, how can you say Rishon L'Tumah is like a Zav? It's a Xeris Akasav, the Chol Zav, that a Valkyrie is Mesholach Machna Leviya. But Ein L'Chol Boel Chidusha, the Xeris Akasav is only for a Valkyrie himself, for a Tvil Yom, since a Valkyrie is not really like a Zav, the Tvil Yom Valkyrie doesn't have Xeris Akasav. That's the Sheet of the Meiri. It's a Hakira about Valkyrie. Right, you get a little bit of a lot of Hakiras here that are good to put in your back pocket. That's the second answer. But then, there is a third answer. They're medayik in the Tosos Rid in Nazir. I missed it. Like, I didn't see it like as black and white in Tosos Rid, although it's pretty. I'm sure that's what he's saying. But, like, it wasn't like as, like, you know, mefurish that you couldn't miss it in the Tosos Rid in Nazir. But I think in the Shita Megubetzes in Nazir, this is quoting the Shita. You know, sometimes Shita Megubetzes just quotes something called the Shita, meaning he doesn't know who wrote it. It's like nowadays you say Shita Lamoda Lami. So the Shita Mekubetzes, I once was teaching Maseches Kedushin and had a very strange Talmud who went around trying to convince people in Shiva that he was the author of the Shita Lanot Lami. I'm not sure what happened to that afterwards. The Chaim B'Shita Zeloshana. What is the Shita Mekubetzes here? Quote: El Amar Abaye Tvul Yom Zav Lav Kazav Dami Perush. This is an Abaye in the Maskana of the Sugya in Nazir. Tful yom dezav lav kezav dami peiros tful yom dezav bal shtei re'ios. This is talking about a tful yom of a zav who saw twice. Right? What's the point they saw twice? He's a tful yom, but he's not a mechusar kibur, because he only saw twice. He doesn't have to bring carbon. Kevin shetavol motu kanei machlevia. No, a tful yom of a zav is allowed to go to machlevia. V'davke b'zav bal shtei re'ios, the ain't a mechusar carbon. But that's only a zav who's not mechusar kibur. Avozov al sholshri is law, but a zav with three reios is not allowed in machlo levia. Behind the ka'amar, the filo hachi came to chosuk harlo ayil, and that's what it means at the end of the Gemara. The mechosuk yipurim can't go into machlo levia. Kolomar hatful yom al sholshri iya, a tful yom who has three reios is also mechosuk yipurim. Avgav v'lav kizav dam filo hachi came to chosuk harlo ayil, a tful yom zav v'lav kizav dam feet also mechosuk yipurim, then he can't go in. That's not the important line yet. Ukravach yitar zav dichsiv bay uvolth neshem zav al sholshri iyos ksiv. The pasuk that says when he's tar he can go before Hashem is talking about shel shriyos to mechusar kapara af al pi shetaval v'heriv shimsho, even though he tovel and had harav shemesh, even when he's not a tful yom anymore, even when he's not a Tful Yom anymore, he still can't go into Machna Leviyah. Okay, what is the Shinu got to do? He's comparing a plain Tful Yom, he's not Mechusar Kippurim, to a plain Mechusar Kippurim is not a Tful Yom. And what's the Shita saying? And the Me'iri plus Shita Mekubetzes, the Shita plus the Rid. What are they saying? They say, no, there's a sheet out there. He's talking about Abaye. Okay, it could be Rav would agree. Rav's allowed to agree with Abaye sometimes. He says that a Tful Yom Dizav is Lav Kizav Dami. He's allowed to go into Har Abayis. But a Mechusar Kippurim Dizav Kizav Dami. That can't go to Har Abayis. That's actually the Pashup Shad and Nazir. Pashup Shad and Nazir, it says, Tful Yom Dizav, the mainstream gear says Lav Kizav Dami. But Afilo Hachi, a Mechusar Kippurim can't go in. So what's the answer? This, we assume the whole time, well, if Mechusar Kippurim is Gizav Dami, Kol Shekain Tful Yom. Maybe not. And in Krisus Dafiyot, there's actually an Amor who holds that. If Mechusar Kippurim is Asr, then Kol Shekain Tful Yom. But no, maybe Mechusar Kippurim Dizav Gizav Dami, but Tful Yom Dizav Lav Gizav Dami. Maybe that's what Rava holds. Maybe Rava holds like the Tosus Rin and the Shita. That a Mechusar Kippurim Dizav is Kizav Dami, can't go on the Har Abayis, but a Tful Yom Dizav is not Kizav Dami. In our study, he's Valkyries, only a Tful Yom. Valkyries don't bring Karbanos. In the Gemara Krisos, he was only Mechusar Kippurim. That's what it was. It was a Zav with 3 years and already tovled and already had the next day. Yeah, a Mechusar Kippurim is more Chomer than a Tful Yom. Oh, we all know a Tful Yom is more Chomer than a Mechusar Kippurim. So someone tell me the Svara. I only thought of this the other day. What do you think of such an obvious Svara? Even though Tful Yom was more Chomer than Mechusar Kippurim, what did Tosfos assume the whole time? Well, if Mechusar Kippurim is up because of Dami is Asher and Mach Leviyah, then Kaf calls him, of course, Tful Yom is Asher, Tful Yom is more Chomer. And I'm not denying that. It's a fact that Tful Yom is more Chomer than Mechusar Kippurim, right? The Tful Yom is more Chomer than Mechusar Kippurim, that's a fact. No two ways around it. But maybe even though Tful Yom is more Chomer than Mechusar Kippurim, Mechusar Kippurim is up because of Dami, and Tful Yom is up because of Dami. Why would that be? Why would that make common sense? It sounds like a crazy lundus, right? Tful Yom is more Chomer, but Mechusar Kippurim is more Kizav Dami. But why would that make common sense?
Mechusar Kippurim has to do something yet. The Tful Yom comes with time. It's all
okay, but nonetheless, but that's always true.
Yeah.
And Tful Yom is more Chomer. I hear. No, maybe not crazy, but I think we can do better. What does a Tful Yom missing? What does he need? What do we call it in the halakhic language? Harav Shemesh. Is Harav Shemesh a general Tuma category or a specific din of a Zav? Harav Shemesh. General. Everyone. If I touch a dead mouse and I go to the mikvah, I need Harav Shemesh. You know, if this pen, well, pen is plastic maybe, if my fork touches a piece in the mela and you dip it in the mikvah, the fork needs Harav Shemesh. Right? Tvul Yom is more Chomer, but it's more Chomer because of a general Toma requirement of Harav Shemesh. But what does a Mechusar Kippurim need to do? Bring what? Bring Karbanos? Bring any Karban? But he needs to bring the Karbanos of Azav. He needs to bring the Kapar of Azav. Mechusar Kippurim might be less Chomer, but he's less Chomer, but he's Tomei because of a specific requirement of Zav. A Mechusar Kippurim is a Mechusar Kippurim, he's a lower level Toma. But it's a specific Tumah of Zav because he only a Zav needs to bring this Kapara. That's what I'm claiming. I actually think the Shiva is a Gevaldik Svara. It's a lower level Tumah, but a specific Zav Tumah. Why? Because he's Mechusar Kippurim Dizav. He needs to bring Karbanos of a Zav. And his problem is that he's still Tummy a little because he has to bring Karbanos of a Zav. So he's a low-level Tuma, but it's a low-level Zav Tuma. And therefore he's Mishalik Me'ar Bais. A Tful Yom is a higher-level Tuma, but it's a generic Tuma. A Tful Yom is a higher-level Tuma than Mechusar Kippurim, but it's not a special Zav Tuma. Any Tuma needs Harav Shemesh. It's a general din of Tuma that anyone who went to the mikvah needs Harav Shemesh. So it might be more Chomer, but it's less Zavdik. And Mechusar Kippurim might be less Chomer, but it's more Zavdik. And that, I think, is what the Shita, without, you know, It's possible that Morty said it could be the Svara. But I think this is such an obvious Svara. That's what the Shita and the Shita Lenodalami and the Tosus Rit hold. That Tosus can't say if Mechusi Purim is Zav Dami, that's a Stira. No, Mechusi Purim is lower, but it's, again, there is a Manda Umber increases Daf Yod, that full Yom is more Zav Dami. But that doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be Rabba Shita, and that's obviously not the Shita of Abaye in that's the person other than Rava who speaks in Christus. That's fine. That's not Rava talking. That Mechuzi Gvar might be a lower level, but more specific. Tvil Yom is a higher level, but more generic, and therefore Tvil Yom Zav is Lav Kazav Dami, but Mechuzi Kippurim Zav is Kazav Dami. So we have three ways of answering Stira and Rava. Either like Tosos makes a big chiddush that Harabayas is, even if it's Kazav Dami, still allowed in Harabayas. Or, like the Me'iri, that a Valkyrie is not really such a Zav. Only a Valkyrie himself is like a Zav, especially Zeres Akasa. But, in the Chobel Chidusha, once he becomes a different kind of Valkyrie, he's not like a Zav anymore. Or, to say that, no, we misunderstood the hierarchy of because we were being too simplistic. We thought if Vilyom was worse, then it must be more Kazav Dami. But no, it could be worse, but less Kazav Dami, if it's a general din, and Mechus Gifurim is a specific requirement. Right, never says a Zav has to have Harif Shemesh in the Chumash. Everyone has to have Harif Shemesh, but it says this is the Karbanos of a Zav, especially when it's say Karbanos of a Zav.
The third answer also requires some elements of the second where you have to talk about two separate people, because if it's a regular Zav, it requires a Korban, and he's also in Chus Kippurim, even as a Tvil Yom. So you need to be...
No, right, you have to say that he's talking about him, Chus Kippurim is not a Tvil Yom, which the Zav Sherol HaSholosh Re'ios on the eighth day,
right.
And he's talking about a Tvil Yom was not a Mechuzi Kippurim, which is a Valkyrie. But that's fine, because they actually are explicitly talking about those cases. It's not an assumption, it's not an Ukimta. It's Mefurish, that's what they're talking about. And then that's interesting, meaning, just make sure we don't lose our bearings. You could have a Zav who's a Mechuzi Kippurim, not a Tvil Yom not Mechuzi Kippurim, or both, right? Just to make sure that we know our basic Chumash, right? A Zav, Baal, Shtei Re'ios B'Yom Zayin, any Tovod, is a Tvil Yom, but is not Mechusri Kippurim. Only two Re'ios, he doesn't need to bring a Karban, but on day 7, he's still a Tvil Yom. Azav Bal Gimel Re'ios B'Yom Zayin is a Tvil Yom and a Mechusri Kippurim, right? Because he still has the Karban, and he still has the Harav Shemesh, and a Bal Gimel Re'ios B'Yom Ches is a Mechusri Kippurim, but not a Tvil Yom. So B'mtzias, you can be just a Mechusri Kippurim, just a Tvil Yom, or both. A Valkeri, of course, goes with Zav Bal Shtei Re'ios, because on the first day, the only day, he goes to the Mikveh and then he's a Tvil Yom. Of course not a Mechusri Kippurim, because he doesn't have any other Korbanos.
The third answer, that the person on the right side, the person who says Lav Kazavta, but it has to be either a Valkeri or somebody who only has Shtei Re'ios, right? It can't be somebody who's
Exactly.
Is there any way to say, kind of similar to the second answer, that in the same way that a Valkyrie is not Kazav Dami, is there any way to say that a Zav Shirash Re'ios is less Kazav Dami than a Zav Shirash Re'ios?
That's going to be hard. I mean, that might have to do the end of Tosos, but that's going to be a little hard. Okay, the end of Tosos, I know I've really sort of maxed out, I'm already very borderline maxing us out on Seder Taros. I just hope that, you know, we all have the proper hashkafa on life. And, you know, we hit a, unfortunately, you know, there are people who, when they hit like a heavy kachim taro sugya, say, oh, let's skip it, because it's frustrating, and it's hard, and it's, you know, not relevant, and mechuli. And that's what it says in the instruction book under Amoratus. That's the most important first step. But someone who, you know, really wants to know Torah, so when you're learning Yavamas and you hit some serious kachim and taros, I mean, here it's taros, not really kachim, that's really an opportunity to, so I'm not going to sit and learn Maseches Tevul Yom B'Ion in the near future. That's not my Venus Mountain project this time. But it's at least an opportunity to start to get a handle on Kol HaTorah Kulo, which is really, you know, the part of Chovas HaAdam Bo'Olamo. You know, I know that I have definitely, I'm about to cross the line of maxing out, you know, our brain capacity, some of us, for Tvil Yoms and Mechuzi Kippurims, etc. But, you know,
I really think that I'll be proper Ashkafa, that it's a little frustrating, but the answer is to make an extra effort to really start to be Konad for Chalak in the Torah, and not to let it get frustrating. Just the end of Tosos, just to go over the Kvol, the end of Tosos, he asks another stira. He says, "V'nicha hashda b'reish perpeis zvachem," not a stira within Rava, a stira within Stama de Gemara. It's not really a strong stira within Stama de Gemara, because Stama de Gemara, sugars argue sometimes, right? But of course, in the hashkafas ha'olam of Tosfos, sugars don't argue so much, right? If you're the riff and two sugars argue, and it's Stama what it says in sugars argue, then they argue, okay, shkeich, what else is there? If you're Tosfos, that the whole mahos of Tosfos is that if two sugars argue, they don't argue. There's an answer. So Tosfos has a stira now in Stama de Gemara, v'nicha hashda. Says that right? In Nazir the Maskana is that Lav Kizav Dami. In Zvachim Maskana is Kizav Dami. So the answer is Kizav Dami. Tosa says Kizav Dami. Of course, the Shita would say, no, it's Mechusa Kippurim, that is Kizav Dami, but for Yom, that is not Kizav Dami. The Me'iri, since both Sogis are talking about Zav, would probably just say it's Mechuluk Sasogis. And that Tosis goes in his derech, right? So again, if you have answer number one, that also answers the Stira and the Stama. If you have answer number three, that answers the Stira and the Stama. If you have answer number two, you'd probably just say it's Mechulukis Hasogis. That's what Tosa says. Well, Haggis Vachlin Yechesa Bavatoma, you know, Lina Bias Mekdash. Now he just one last thing. Vahad Mash, Vahav Sugya, Digimu Minin Da Filo Nomer Tvil Yom Zavla, Kazav Dami, also Likanish Machmul Leviya, when we crawled Darish Hassam. But in the end of that Sugya Nazir, it says that, it's actually a big Gersa issue, but let's stick with the mainstream Gersa. It says that there's still an Isser to go in, and it says to your Mechosu Kippurim. Omer Ri, the Hassam Zavla, Gimel Reios, the Ika Tartish, Tvil Yom Umechosu Kippurim. Right? So, the second stira they ask is the stira in the stomach. Right? The stira in the stomach between Nazir and Zvachim. And for Tosos, the answer works. For Pesach, it's Kizav Dami, Machal V'yanak. For the Shita, the answer works. Mechosik Purim, Kizav Dami, Tvil Yom was not. For the Me'iri, if you want to take that answer, then you probably just have to say that it's a Machlokes Hasogyos. Or, you probably still have to say it's a machlokes asugyos, even though the gerses are a little funny there. Probably end up saying it's machlokes asugyos. The last thing Tosu wants to know is the last line in Nazir. The last line in Nazir says, but mechusik kippurim is aser machalavia. Mehechit teisim mechusik kippurim should be aser machalavia. So according to the derech l'shita, what about the maskona of the sugya in Nazir, which said that a mechusik kippurim is aser? So according to the shita, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, tvul yom is not kizav dami, mechusik kippurim is kizav dami. As a matter of fact, that's where I read you the shita from that line in the Gemara. What about the derech of Tosos and l'chorin Me'iri? So he makes a big chiddush here. Hamari, the hasm zaval gimel reios, the katartish of tvul yom mechusik kippurim. Tosos has a big chiddush that, according to Tosos, a tful yom is lav kizav dami. A mechusik kippurim is also lav kizav dami. The Gemara Nazmit, the special chiddush, a tful yom plus mechusik kippurim, that is kizav dami. There's a special chumer if you're a tful yom and mechusik kippurim simultaneously, which is about sholosh v'yos v'yom zayin, then it's more chumer. That's a big chiddush of Tosos. You put together 0 and 0, and you get 1. Right? That a mechusik kippurim and also a tful yom is Kizav Dami, he's a higher Madrega. And he says, even though in our sugya, he's a Mechusik Kippurim of Taras and a Tvul Yom of Keri, that doesn't count because it's two different Tomas. It's only for Tvul Yom Mechusik Kippurim, the same Kumi Yom Rechamer. That's a big Chesh Tosas, the Svar is very difficult. If a Tvul Yom doesn't kick you out of Machmalviya, and a Mechusik Kippurim doesn't kick you out of Machmalviya, then why should both of them together kick you out of Machmalviya? And Lechora, all right, I don't want to properly get into it now.
But you have to say some very big chiddush for Tosos that really a tful yom should be like a zav. The only thing is, since it's memeila going to come soon, so it killed the lav mechusar ma'isa, it's automatically going to come, so we view it as if it came. Really, mechusar purim should be like a zav. But since it's biyado to bring karbonos, kol should be yado, the lav mechusar ma'isa, now we view it as if you already brought it. But if you're tful yom and mechusar purim, we can never view it as if two things have already happened. That how luckily, we can always view if one thing has to happen, we can view it as if it happened. But if two things have to happen, then we don't. Kolomi lizrok kizarek dami. Kolomi to do two things, right? Then we don't assume to, right? Kolomi lizrok kizarek dami. They haven't shafted it yet. We don't say it's omi lizrok and lizrok and it's kizarek dami. No. In one, there's a parallel principle. If there's one thing, we view it as if it's done. But if there's two things, leaning in the status of the gavra, if there's two things that have to be done, we don't view it as they're done. This is a general issue. Someone should do some investigation, go through all of Shas, figure out all the places in Shas where we take into account things that happen in one step, but not two steps. An example would be, you know, we're not Matzi Tomi Makam Makam. We'll get to soon those in the afternoon, learning some Kof Tzadi. We are always Choshish something might have gone from A to B. We're never Choshish went from point A to point B and from point B to point C. Right, so if we find Dam in, the old days, before they invented underwear. We find Dam in the woman's shoe, we say, now she's a Nida, because it might have come from the Oso Makom. If we find Dam in her shoe closet, then we don't say, maybe it went out to her shoes and then out to the closet. No, we don't worry about two things. Lifnei Iver, well, lifnei to lifnei, right? Most have grown and hold that it's also to put you in a situation where you could do an Avera, but it's mutter to put you in a situation where you could do something which then could make you able to do an Avera. The Rosh Chad is fake sveka, right? Anything that might be true, if we make one assumption, we have to answer the halachic shayla about anything that is not true unless you make two assumptions we don't have halachic something about. And I'm sure you can make a list of dozens of these principles where the halacha, we recognize one step, but two steps is already something which in the realm of left of the realm of the imagination, not the realm of the anticipation. And l'chora, that's what Tosos would be saying here, that really they should all be kazav dummy. Except the kol ha'omeid la'arav shimsho k'arav shimsho dummy. Kol ha'omeid le'habi karbonosav k'habi karbonosav dummy. But we never say a double kol ha'omeid. And that would be a big fish of Tosos. But okay, that was just a bit of a side point for the Iker things we were discussing. So hopefully we got a bit of a chazara or a reintroduction or introduction to some of the basic concepts of Toma and the basic Machnos and Shiloch Machnos. And maybe understood by Omek the relationship between some of these concepts. What we'll do next time is we didn't get to number two on the Makor sheet, or three. Next time we'll continue with things that are a little more pashut. We'll deal with this Tosus and Rasul Mutav, which seems very small and harmless, but is actually very, very fascinating. We'll deal with Tosus and Rasul Zeh, which is the status of Shar Nikonor. And then we'll Dim Rasul Shechitcha, we don't have much to say about. Dim Rasul Vira and Rabbi Yochanan, we already dealt with. Then we'll deal with Tosus and Rasul Va'amar Ula, which has some very interesting philosophy of halacha issues, as well as some more specific lumdas. Please take Makoros on your way out from that table over there. And Tosfos Maskol Mi, which is also part of this sugya, is also, I think, very straightforward and pretty muskum. So we're not going to deal with that explicitly either.